what I'm going to do here is I'm going to give you my take on the recent Google algorithm change. I'm going to give you an idea of what I think it's about. We hear so much different about it, and really, if you look at the Google blog, it doesn't tell you very much. If you look behind the scenes, you look at what Matt Cutts has been saying for a while, then you get a deeper picture. But if you're relying on a lot of the people that are trying to scare you by sending you emails out all about it, there's just a lot of frenzy about it. Okay, two things. Number one, it's not as bad as everybody's worried about. Number two, if you've been doing things the way that I teach, it should only help you, not hurt you, because I've been teaching in prediction of this algorithm change for almost 4 years. I've built my business to withstand this algorithm change, and for anybody who's followed my teachings to a T, they should not be negatively impacted by this algorithm change, or probably any other algorithm change that will occur in the next 10 years. Okay, there'll be some small changes. I'm going to explain to you what those are, but I just want you to understand that in some way, when I get done with this, some of you are just going to feel like I let all the air out of the balloon, because I am, because it's not as big of a deal as everybody makes it out to be. And I know that sounds crazy, because everybody and their uncle seems like they've been making it out to be a very big deal. And by the way, for some companies who have been doing things wrongly or unethically for the last 4 years, 8 years, 10 years, whatever, and they lost almost all their traffic as a result of it, well, for them, it's a problem. But I'll tell you, one of the things that I've done, and you've probably heard me say this before, is when I built my business, I built it to be evergreen, and obviously a tweak needs to occur from time to time, but I built my business to be evergreen, and I teach you to build your business so that it will stand the test of time. So let's do some background. First of all, we'll go back into article marketing. What is article marketing? The definition of article marketing is to write articles and submit them online for the purpose of getting traffic to your website. That is article marketing. Okay, now, let me repeat again. That's article marketing. Article marketing is writing articles and putting them out online so people can come to your website. Okay, now, in the process of implementing article marketing, many people have taken a process of using the same article for many web places. So your blog, e-zine articles, hub pages, and many other places, and putting the same article on all those other places for the purpose of doing article marketing. Okay, now, as you know, I have, ever since my very first coaching lessons, I've told you, never, ever put content on an article directory if it's also on your website. And the reason, I used to give a reason for it, I don't really tell people much of a reason anymore, because what I have found is people are either going to do it or they're not. But the technical reason for that is that this is not new to the algorithm change. Google has always, well, not always, but for a very long time, okay, so as long as I've been teaching this, Google has always had a policy of determining which content is canonical, meaning that is the originating content, and all the other content is supposed to be supplemental results. Okay, that's been their firm line for years. I don't know how many years, but it's been that firm line ever since I've been around in this business. So 4 or 5 years, that's been their firm line. Okay, and their goal has always been, to the best I can tell, in looking through the older Google blog posts, I've done this a lot in the last 4 years because I've studied this, because in order to be able to present myself as an expert to you, not only do I have to know what works, but I believe I need to know why. And I've studied a lot. Okay, and what I've found is that their goal, in my opinion, has always been to only feature one version of anything. That means if it goes on your blog and it goes on e-zine articles, they have to decide where it goes first. Well, if you put it on your blog and you have a little blog that Google only indexes once a month because you have a little blog that doesn't get much traffic, and you submit the exact same article to e-zine articles and it gets indexed in 2 hours instead of in 30 days, what is Google going to naturally think about the content on your blog? Well, they're going to think you took it from e-zine articles. It doesn't make any difference whether it did or it didn't. I mean, they're using computer software to estimate this, and they're saying, oh, okay, well, e-zine articles is the first place that it occurs. And so, guess what? your blog post doesn't rank in the search engine rankings, and with good reason, because Google does not want that duplicate content out there. Okay, now, oh, by the way, let's go back to duplicate content. I know that everybody asks a lot of questions about duplicate content over time. Well, should I do it? Should I not do it? Is Google just ignoring it because there's so much Google content out there? You look at the Google terms of service, if you look at their best practices, they tell you, in their best practices, they tell you, they've got like a, I don't know, it's a 58-page PDF that tells you their best practices. And if you read it and you use do their best practices, then your business is going to grow best. And what happens is, what people do is they go in and they look at search results and they say, oh, well, Google's violating their own best practices, so I'm going to do it the way that violates Google's best self-practices. And then when Google creates an algorithm that finally closes a loophole and it closes the gap between what they want and what actually happens on their search page, all these people that are running around upset because their traffic's down, if they had obeyed Google's best practices from the beginning, then they wouldn't have a problem. Okay, so moving on. There's another arm to article marketing. Okay, this arm is not truly article marketing, although we call it that. I do. I've been guilty of it. I'm probably going to continue to be guilty of it. Okay, and that is that article marketing is one way to build links. But article marketing in and of itself is not link building. There's like 1,000 different ways you can build links. You can build them through social media, you can build them through other people's blogs, you can build them through forums, you can build them through other people's websites. And if you look at all the different kinds of websites, you could say there's one kind for every one of those. One way is using articles to do it. Okay, now, because of this, and because of the fact that articles are so powerful at building links, one of the things that you can do with article marketing is to write a unique article and submit it to a bunch of article directories for the purpose of getting inbound links. Okay, now notice, I'm not saying for the purpose of getting traffic. And I've also repeatedly talked against using it for the purpose of getting traffic. You're only using it for the purpose of getting links. Okay, now, so if you're doing things the way that I've taught, you're going to have one article submitted to your website or your blog post. You're going to have a different, unique, original article posted to Easy and Articles, and you're going to have another unique, original article submitted to a whole bunch of directories, and those are going to give you link juice to wherever you want it to go, whether it's to your original article, it's Easy and Articles, to your blog, wherever. Okay, now, let me also say that that's only one of like 100 ways you could get links. And so if in the future Google were to change their algorithm so those links don't count, okay, if Google were to change their algorithm so that those links don't count, it shouldn't matter to you, because you should also be building some links through the other methods. Besides, even if you don't, when it happens, you go out there and build links through the other methods. So what we're recognizing is that article marketing in its link-building capacity is a really easy way to build links. Okay. However, we have to recognize that that process is against Google's terms of service and best practices. And so that's something that when the algorithm changes for that, then you'll simply have to go other places for link building. However, because of the fact that your traffic is not coming through those links, your traffic is coming from the articles that are posted to, in probably most cases, Easy and Articles, maybe Hub Pages or Go Articles or Squeedoo or somewhere like that. Okay? If you have been posting original content, then the only content that then your original content should not be affected by the Google algorithm change. In fact, the opposite should be true. So if you go in and Google your top terms, and if you had Googled your top terms 2 weeks ago before the change, and you Google them now, what you would probably find is that there were a bunch of junky articles that were clogging up the page for your search term 2 weeks ago by a whole bunch of other people who were just writing articles for whatever purpose. Now, Instead, now, if you go search your Google search rankings for your top keywords, you're going to find they're all solid sites. What does that tell you? It tells you that everybody's site, not necessarily everybody's, but websites that have original content, like you should have been writing for your articles, and we'll talk about what you can do going forward, okay? That content is going to move up in the search engines, meaning you should get more traffic, not less, because people are going to be searching just as much. If you take all the bad listings out and your listings are good, what's going to happen? Your average listing is going to move up. Okay, now, you know, one of the things that I've heard and I've read the blog post is, you know, eZine articles claimed, you know, a 15% decrease in traffic the first day and a 35% decrease in traffic the second day. Okay, now, there's two things that I believe are missing from that, okay? Number one, it could have been restated after the one full day of this algorithm change, our traffic was 85% of what it used to be, okay? It means 85% of their listings remain the same. Now, the next day, we could say 65% of their traffic was of the pages that they have there were not impacted. 65% were not impacted. Okay, now, what does that mean for eZine Articles? Well, it means for eZine Articles because of the fact that their revenue model, unlike yours, your revenue model is based on people becoming clients based on your traffic you get from your articles. For eZine Articles, their revenue model, with some exceptions, but the big part of the revenue model is the advertising that goes on their site, so on their pages. So if page views go down, revenue goes down. Okay, but for the people who have submitted original content, their traffic should not go down. And I have not noticed a decrease in my traffic. And as you know, almost all my traffic comes from eZine Articles. I've not noticed a decrease. I'm expecting an increase, especially as I continue to submit new articles that are post-algorithm change that are going to be that what's going to happen is when they're posted and they hit Google, when somebody steals my article, you've had it happen to you, people have stolen your article and not put their name on it, and it shows up in the search rankings, wouldn't it be wonderful if now when somebody steals your article, it's not going to show up in the rankings? That's what's going to happen now. And so what's going to happen now is that when you write original content, your search rankings should be higher, not lower. The next thing that this algorithm change is going to be really good for you on is that, you know, I pretty much preached against putting a whole lot of original content on your website because, frankly, your website doesn't have enough clout to really get high search engine rankings no matter how much original content is there. I believe that's changing. I believe that now if you submit original content to your website and your website has some reasonable traffic and your website has some links and your website has all the best practices going on, I believe that you're now going to be able to get posts to your own websites to come up higher in the search rankings and become less dependent on places like HubPages or eZine Articles. Okay? So what do we do going forward? We do the same thing I've taught before. You're going to write one article for your blog. You're going to write another article for eZine Articles. Okay, now, the third piece of this I could take out. I could take out and say, you know what, there's going to be an algorithm shift in the chain in the future that is going to, and by the way, I've predicted this algorithm change for years now, and I've been very clear about how I teach to make that happen. Okay, the next algorithm change, I believe, and this may be two more years, okay, but I believe that there's going to be a radical difference in the way that Google counts inbound links. I think what they're going to do, I mean, as you know, I'm not going to make this a lesson in PageRank, okay? If you don't know as much as you should about it, Google it, okay? Google PageRank and study it for half a day, and you'll probably know everything I do about it, okay? But PageRank, you go raise anywhere from 0 to 10, okay, and in the past, it's been, you know, and the whole idea is that the higher the number, the more that page matters, okay, in terms of linking to you. And so in the past, what we've been able to do is we've been able to say, okay, let's just get 1,000 links from a whole bunch of PageRank 1 sources like article directories, and those links will count just as much as going out and getting 2 PageRank 7 links, okay? And so that's been the way that it works. That's why article marketing is so wonderful for link building. I think what's going to happen, and I'm predicting there'll be a change. I'm not predicting how it will happen and the coding is going to, there's two things that are going to impact how it happens. One is coding. How can we code this? How can Google code it so that it works? Okay, I mean, the software code has to work. But I believe that the second thing that's going to happen, the second thing that's important is, how can we code this in a way it can't be gamed? Okay, now, what I believe is going to happen, and I'm surprised this hasn't happened, I believe that what they're going to do is start putting such a low value on lower page rank inbound links that it's no longer worth your time to get them. And what that means is that the only people that are going to get good inbound link juice are going to be people that have content on better page rank sites. Okay, and what that's going to mean is you're going to have to write better content so that you can submit it to better sites so that you can get better inbound links. I believe that's what's going to happen. So what do we do in the gap? What do we do between now and the time that happens? You know, well, my opinion is if you continue doing things the way I've taught, which is one article to your site, one to Ezine Articles, if you're going to submit to Hub Pages or somewhere else, one to there, and then have another original unique article that is posted to the whole bunch of directories, but they're not posted for traffic. You know they're not going to show in search rankings, just like you've always been able to assume, except that they did show, okay? And get the links. That's the one piece that I'll hold on to, because I'm going to keep doing it. I don't want to tell you something that I'm not going to keep doing. I'm going to keep doing it, okay? I'm going to keep doing it exactly the same way that I've been doing it. I'm not planning to make any changes whatsoever as a result of this algorithm shift. Okay. However, I'll make the prediction that this is one piece of the puzzle that's not evergreen. This piece of the puzzle will fall apart one day. Hopefully it's soon, because if it's soon, it's really better for us because, you know, I mean, I'd much rather write one good quality article and get it submitted to a nice PageRank website than to have to write a bunch of articles every day and have them submitted to a bunch of sites. Okay, but I'm not planning to make that change until it's necessary. So here's what I'd like to do is open the call up for any questions. If I've been unclear on anything that I am teaching, I want to address that. So let me open the call up for any questions or comments on anything I just shared with you.
Sean, this is Andrea.
Hello, Andrea.
Hi. Does that mean that people won't be, those Ezine publishers won't be publishing articles they find on Ezine Articles?
In theory, that will be the case, and here's why. Because Google isn't planning. See, the biggest reason Google hasn't done this in the past, I think, is because they couldn't make the code work. They just couldn't make it work. And I believe they're doing a good job of it now. Is it perfect? No. Are few people going to be able to copy your stuff? Yes. Is this going to ruin companies that use as their model the reselling of or the reposting of content? My guess is it probably is. And that's just a guess. It's not a prediction. It's just a guess. But that should cut down. So if 100 people are copying your article and getting it to show up in Google, it should come down to like 3. You know, is it going to be perfect? No. Are people going to be able to find ways to game the system so that the content shows up? Yes, they are. They're going to find a way. I mean, I could tell you one right now. This won't work for long, okay? And if I was a computer programmer, I could come up with 100 of them. But one way to do it, and hopefully Google has already fixed this, but one way to do it would be to take an article that somebody's written and insert random useless characters into parts of the article so it would no longer be a duplicate, okay? Now, my guess is that that's such a simple change that Google will fight that, and it's built into their code to not allow that to happen. But what will happen is that spammers and coders will consistently try to find ways to game this. However, I believe that this algorithm change is so complete that although there'll be some gaming, I just don't think it'll ever approach the level that it has in the past. Does that answer your question, Andrea?
Yeah, I think so. It's just that I don't know if I'm on mute or not.
Sure.
Now I'm off mute. I just thought that part of Ezine Articles thing was that people could go get posts to put in like their newsletters and things. But newsletters are actually different because they're not on the web.
Yeah, newsletters are different because they're not on the web. Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Except that people do post them as HTML pages on their websites and things like that. But anyway.
But think about it. If you're posting it as an HTML page, but your purpose is to send it out to your newsletter, it doesn't matter if it doesn't show up in the Google rankings, does it?
No, but I'm just wondering if that you get – well, yeah, and you don't even want it to anyway. Yeah, so okay.
Yeah. I mean, in the past, that was part of the model, which was that, hey, other people are going to post and you're going to get inbound links from them and all that. But in terms of actual traffic to your website, that I don't believe that ever really increased it. It may have looked like it because some of your traffic was coming from those other articles that were duplicates. However, if all the duplicates are out of the system, then your original articles should get more traffic, right?
Yeah.
You know, it'd be kind of like if you come out with, this is your shoe store, and you come out with a new line of shoes and you have 10 different colors. You know, well, what's a way to make more people buy the blue color? Well, make all 10 of them blue. But if one's red and one's white and one's green and they're all copies, then there's going to be a 10% chance that people are going to buy the blue one. But now if they're all blue, well, everybody's going to buy a blue one. And now if the only way they can read your content is to read it on your website or to read it on Ezine Articles, then your website traffic and Ezine Articles traffic is actually going to go up for those particular articles because they're not being diluted all over the place by spammers all over the world.
Yeah. And does that mean that somewhere like Submit Your Article is going to go out of business?
I cannot make any predictions about somewhere like Submit Your Articles. As long as articles can still be used for link building, and I believe that will change, but as long as articles can be used for link building, then I think that all of those companies will be just fine. And, you know, until it happens that they're no longer good for link building, I think those companies will still be fine. At some point, though, I mean, they know it. They know they're violating Google's best practices. And anybody that violates Google's best practices runs the risk, the inherent risk, of being banned from Google. I mean, that's their prerogative. It'd be kind of like if I have some best practices about my house, and if you're a visitor to my house, you know, for example, one of my wife's best practices is that we don't wear shoes up the stairs. Okay, all the shoes stay downstairs. Nobody wears shoes upstairs. That's one of the best practices that occurs in my house. Well, I can guarantee you, if I brought my friends over, okay, and nobody would take their shoes off, then my wife would tell me that those friends can't come here. You know, I can go over there. We can hang out outside. We can hang out in the garage, but shoes aren't coming upstairs. And it's my wife's prerogative, and of course mine too, to enforce that. Our best practice, our policy is no shoes upstairs. And if you violate that practice, you're banned from the house. Okay, I know this sounds really simple, but it's Google's prerogative to have any practice they want and to ban anybody who doesn't play. And, you know, some people will say, well, that's unfair, and maybe Google's a monopoly. And, well, you know what, there's plenty of monopolies around. And if another company came out that was willing to be better, that could be better, and it was willing to do enough marketing to get more market share, well, Google wouldn't exist as a monopoly anymore. And so, you know, every single time somebody Googles something, every single time somebody types in Google because they think they can get better results there than at Yahoo, they are actually voting to keep Google as a monopoly. And so, you know, anybody that can even begin to complain about Google should immediately ban Google from their life and choose not to use Google if that's how they really feel. Does that make sense?
Yep, absolutely.
Hey, Sean, Mark. I was sort of wondering, I noticed recently Ezine Articles changed their standards. Do you think that was sort of related to the Google algorithm change or not?
They have made some changes in the last few days that if you go to their blog are very definitely as a result of this. However, most of their changes, if you read the blog and if you've read the last year worth of blog posts, most of the changes they've made are changes that they were planning to make anyway, but for lack of a better word, they were too chicken to make them, okay, because they were afraid they would lose some publishers, and now they don't care, okay? And okay. So almost all the changes they've made are ones they were planning to make anyway, but they've been putting them off and putting them off and putting them off. Well, now they said, you know what? We can't put them off any longer. We have to do it.
okay, then they've been making changes ever since I've known them to improve the quality. See, one of the things that's different about eZine Articles, and always has been different about eZine Articles, is that their focus is on quality. And if you submit an article in your name and they find that article online in somebody else's name, they will not publish your article. Why? Because they're trying, they've been trying for years to have original content. Now, the problem is they can't do anything about you submitting your article and then submitting it everywhere else. They can't do that. They can't do anything about that. But what they can do is say, look, if your article is posted all over the world, we're not going to take your article. And they've done that for a long time. And, you know, that's one of the things that prompted me to, you know, to start. And I've been submitting now to eZine Articles, original articles, only to eZine Articles and to nowhere else for probably a year, year and a half. You know, as a result of the fact that if they're posted everywhere else, eZine Articles doesn't want them. And it's my relationship with eZine Articles is very important. Okay, it's important to me that I'm able to do what is able to help them the most. Okay, and because if they don't exist, I've got to go out and use some of the other traffic sources that obviously I have and I could use them, but they're just not as easy as eZine Articles. And so I believe that these changes to eZine Articles content is for the good, because here's the thing. You know, some of my search terms in the past, there was trash on the first page, okay? So I was competing with other websites that there was nothing on the page. I mean, there's nothing useful on the page. Now, I'm only competing against content that's good content. Now, what does that mean? It means that for my preferred search terms, I can go in there and I can dominate those pages, and I don't have to worry about losing it to other people. The only people I'm going to lose it to are other people who, you know, we go into a search war for a particular keyword. And really, I probably wouldn't fight the war. I'd say, okay, somebody's realized that this is a really powerful word, and it's probably not my worth my effort anymore to just win this war. I'll just, you know, if I get a couple of rankings, that's cool. Okay? But in the past, every week you had to worry about somebody writing an article and posting it all over the world, and it's skewing up the search engine ranking. So I'm really excited for this change. I believe this is going to impact my business in a positive way. You know, one of the things that has been really difficult in the past to do is to make, you know, guest blogging and things like that really profitable. I mean, they're really profitable things to do, guest blogging and guest writing and things. But when you can just write an article and submit it to eZine Articles, and who cares if it's a good article or not, you know, hey, why guest blog? And so now that the process is becoming a little bit more difficult, you know, I think it's going to become more worth our time to do things like guest blogging. And in the long run, that's going to create better traffic. So, you know, once again, folks, I know I sound like I'm fired up about this, and I am. I am, because I'm excited about this. I really am. And part of the reason I'm excited is because I predicted it for 4 years, and now it's happened. And so that's one of the reasons I'm excited. The biggest reason I think I'm excited is the fact that I'm really excited about my content, because as you folks know, you know, I don't post a lot to my own websites because of the fact that it's I make more money if I post something to eZine Articles than if I put it on my site, because eZine Articles gets more traffic than me. Now, hey, I've got some sites that I've been growing for 4 years that have some decent page rank. You know, now's the time. Now I can put original content on there, and I don't have to worry about people ripping it off. I don't have to worry about competing with a whole bunch of people. So I'm really excited about this change, folks. I really, 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 really am. And any other comments or questions? Okay, folks, if there aren't any other comments and questions, let's move on. Yes,
Sean, this is Beverly.
Hello, Beverly.
So, hi. So, are you saying that, for example, we should be potentially now taking some, basically what we would, well, you know, articles that we would have written or submitted to eZine Articles, and post on our blog or on our website?
Yeah, I'm definitely putting more of an emphasis on that, but don't do it in a vacuum. You've got to get
inbound links and traffic to those pages. You've got to get inbound links and traffic to those pages if they're going to show up in the search rankings. And if you know, if you only submit to your site, you're going to get a whole lot less traffic than if you only submit to EZine articles. So let's say you have 100 articles a month, put 10 of them on your site and put 90 of them on EZine articles, and then track the traffic that's coming from the 10 on your site. And once that traffic equivalates to what you would put on EZine articles, then maybe go to 50-50. And then maybe you can eventually, a year or two from now, you can get to 70% on your site and 30% on EZine articles. But, I mean, apples to apples, EZine articles is still going to be better at getting traffic to your article if it's on their site than if you have it on your site. Apples to apples. Because of their page rank, because of their domain ranking, okay, just because it's on their authority site, Google values that article more, okay? Obviously, they devalue if it's duplicate, but if it's not, they're going to value that more. But over time, you can build your website up so that it will be valued. Now, will it ever be valued as much as EZine articles? Well, who knows? You know, I mean, you know, we don't know that. If you put enough content on there and you build enough links to it and you put the effort into a long-term effort, then, yeah, you should be able to get that traffic. Is it going to happen tomorrow? Probably not. You know, is it going to be easier to do now after this algorithm change? Oh, yeah, I believe it's going to be a lot easier to do. So I know that's not the exact answer you wanted, but as you know, I really try to share with you folks exactly how it is, even when it hurts.
Well, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. All righty, folks. Here too is, give me a second here. Okay, so this is what I want to do now.